I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
How is your life going? And do you ever feel like you just manifest things just because? I certainly do. I think at one point in my life, I would have thought, what an amazing thing to come along and how lucky am I? But I got to say, I know today, no luck involved. Hey, it's Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. This is not about luck. This is about creation. For Shoah. And I got to say, my beautiful dog, Shelby, who's still in the two-year range, is like a magnet also. I have so many opportunities because of her. A couple of blocks away, there's a beautiful street with restaurants and stores, and one of them is Mad Men, which is an apothecary. Isn't that what they call it, right? The marijuana store? So these guys, I got to tell you, are so nice. They always have fresh water outside for the dogs. There's a security guard and whoever works there, and they're always outside. They know Shelby by name. And we stop and we chat. Seriously nicest guys. So today, they saw Shelby. They always have treats for her. And I said, I'm so glad I'm seeing you, because in the middle of the night, I woke up with extreme hip pain. I think it's from sitting in front of my computer. And I suddenly thought, oh, CBD oil. And had forgotten, otherwise I could have put it on in the middle of the night. But I was asking them, are there tinctures? Are there other ways I can do this? Boy, did they have a list of what was possible, of what I could ingest to turn everything around. And I'm super psyched to learn about all of this. You can never run out. They called it Apothecana, extra strength. Man, oh man. So that sounds really good. And there's lots of ways to use it and tinctures and this and that. So they gave me the full 411 and I'll be going back there. And so as it happens, somebody else, a very attractive gal who was in obviously her work outfit, fell in love with Shelby because she had lost her dog through a breakup. And so she was just having this love relationship with Shelby. And when we went to walk away, she said, I'm sorry, I couldn't help but hear that conversation and that you had had some pain. You know, my ex used to be in the business and gives me samples. So I can give you samples. I don't know where you live. And I told her, and it turns out she's three blocks from my place. Like, how do you organize this stuff, universe, you know? And as it turns out, I have a lot of trips coming up. And because I'm no longer in touch with my ex, who would normally have taken care of Shelby, I'm looking for somebody really trustworthy and close by to take care of her. And wouldn't you just know it? I'm in for real. I brought it up to her and I said, of course, we got to get to know each other because I'd be giving you my baby. But I really get that you love this dog and that you'd be interested in spending time. So maybe we can get to know each other and see what's possible, if it will work out. She's like, oh, I would love that. So mama mia, like, and that was just this morning. But I am telling you, that is my life a lot. My TV broke the other day. I went to turn it on, opened up, picture, everything went to black. And I'm like, oh, what a bummer. Went online looking at TVs, you know, buy a second TV. And just for the heck of it, I called the store where I bought almost my whole apartment worth of stuff, just for the heck of it, even though I knew there was only a 90-day guarantee. No worries. Always good to ask, right? Get this awesome guy on the phone. We have a very sweet chat. And before we get off the phone, he said, I don't know why I moved to do this, but if you'll drive down here with the old TV, I'm going to put one aside for you, and it's an upgraded model to what you have. Just come down. I feel like I'm in a good mood. And I'm like, oh my God, it was my birthday like a week, 2 weeks ago, exactly from today. So I'm like, what a great birthday present. He's like, good. I know the people up there are going to be happy that I'm doing this. So yeah, welcome to my life. You got to write in and tell me how this works for you, because I just think it's phenomenal. Phenomenal. You think, boom, it happens. Well, a couple of things. First of all, do you want to be a published author? Because there are author spots available for first-time authors and seasoned authors. Brand new anthology opened up. Go to debbied.net/anthology. It's going to receive global distribution, launch to guarantee international bestseller, and it's called I Am Still Here. So it's debbied.net/anthology. Awesome, awesome. And a little bit later on the show, Michelle Bieber is here. She's a certified angel intuitive, spiritual teacher, and a certified grief recovery specialist. Michelle teaches people about angels and how to heal their grief. And she also helps children navigate through life's challenges. She's written a book called Angels, Angels Everywhere. It's won a lot of awards. And Michelle will be on later on Dare to Dream. So my reminder today to all of you, to all of us, is about stillness. If we'll take time every day to nourish our spirit, just think what kind of rewards that will reap. I know for sure there's no one spiritual plan that is a fit for everybody. So in this awesome buffet of life, you get to pick and choose what feels light and right and what works for you. But overall, the most powerful nourishment, however you get there, is really the simplest. And it's all about quiet. Practicing stillness is a respected art, and it can take a lot of forms, like meditation, breathing, a question, a mantra, or just being. Now, of course, a more Western approach is the biblical instruction, which reads, "Be still and know that I am God." Eckhart Tolle believes this sentence is one concept, our ultimate spiritual truth expressed in five ways. So check this out. This is what Eckhart Tolle believes. Be still. Know I am God. Contemplating any of these five can be rich nourishment. My reminder to you today is to find a time to commit to nourishing yourself through stillness and enjoy every moment of the quiet outside and inside of you. When we come back, Michelle Bieber is going to share her journey with angels as well as her after-death communications. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Arjuna Arda, and I'm the author of the new book, Radical Brilliance. Have you ever stopped to consider why Albert Einstein came up with the general theory of relativity? Emmeline Pankhurst got the vote for women, and Steve Jobs rethought the way we understand computers and cell phones, while many of us just watch in amazement and applause on the sidelines. What is it that causes some people to have original ideas which change the world? Radical Brilliance is the answer to that question, and it presents four very different kinds of subjective experience and brainwave activity, which when they come together in a human life, radically increase your chances of being brilliant. Come visit radicalbrilliance.com, where I've prepared a free 5-day mini course that explains all of the principles of your brilliant life.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com. What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
What is LinkedIn and why should you be on it? Wondering what in the world people use LinkedIn for? You will be surprised how much is available on this popular business social network. Go to www.yourconnectionsconsultant.com. Did you know that 64% of all social media traffic to websites is driven by LinkedIn? Rhonda Scher, known as the LinkedIn Diva, will explain how to double your business using LinkedIn. Don't be left out. Learn how to leverage LinkedIn today. Rhonda Scher, the LinkedIn expert, is your connection consultant at www.yourconnectionsconsultant.com.
This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio, and I have got Michelle Bieber here. She's a certified angel intuitive and spiritual teacher and was drawn to the angelic realm through the work of renowned author and teacher Doreen Virtue. She felt a deep connection with Archangel Michael and opened herself up to receive messages and wrote down the poetry that she shares in her book. Michelle is a member of the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators and a contributing author for Simple Reminders. Her brand is to teach, to touch, to entertain. Her website, Michelle Bieber, Bieber.com, and she has a blog at heartofalightworker.com. Michelle, welcome to Dare to Dream.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you for having me today.
So great. And I want to start off just so people can understand with all that you offer, what is the work specifically that you do today?
The work I do is mainly to help people in general, but more specifically children, to teach them that they have an angelic support system with them at all times. And most recently, I'm starting to teach about signs from heaven and how we remain connected to those we love after they've passed.
All right. Well, I definitely want to get into the signs from heaven a little bit later because I'd like to know myself how to identify. And so your story, I gather, in 2003, you have an experience that changes the trajectory of your life. Will you share what that was like, what happened?
Yes, it was an amazing experience. I just was going through a really rough time in my life, and I just really felt like I wish my mom was here and I could hug her and she could let me know that everything was going to be okay. And so I started looking through an old photo album, and I was looking at happy childhood memories. And when I went to put the photo album away, a picture fell out, and I looked down at the ground, and there was my mom looking back at me with a big smile. And I just immediately felt I was connected to her right at that moment, and I got chills, and I just thought, something happened here. I know there's more going on. And so I went to look for a frame to put the picture in, and I didn't have one available, but I had a frame that had a poem in it about love. And it's a famous poem, and it starts off, "This is the true measure of love." And so I decided to put the photo under those words, ending in love. And when I went to put the photo in and close it up, the photo slipped down, and then the words were, "When we believe," and I really got chills. So I just thought, wow, I need to investigate this. And I found a book called Hello from Heaven, which talks about all the different types of signs we might receive, and I really developed a connection And I know that she's with me, and I've been getting signs since then.
That is so cool. I love more than anything about this story how open you were. You know, this could have happened to 100 other people who would have made that prayer and that request, and then the picture would have fallen out, and they would have said, oh, put it back, you know, had some kind of emotional reaction or resistance, or even picked it up and said, that was interesting, put it in a frame with the love poem, and had it slip and still not caught on. But what is impressive to me is how open you were when it said, believe, for those who believe, and your heart was open enough to do that, start the research, and allow these pieces to come in, and now you are in communication. And I love that you can bridge the gap because of your willingness to go there.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it. I just, like I said, I felt chills. I just felt a strong connection that was undeniable.
And then there's something that you do and that you're connected with that are angel numbers. I don't know if that's because I've heard out here in my world, my tribe, you know, people have a reaction to 1111. That's probably the only number I've ever heard of import. But I'd love to know, what do you mean by angel numbers?
Angel numbers, that's the first way I got into learning about angels. And it's a way that they communicate with us and send us messages when we see things like 1111, 222, any triple numbers and any combination of numbers, really, but that you might see on a regular basis. They're letting you know that they have a message for you, and each number sequence has a particular message. For instance, if you have a number you see on a regular basis, I can tell you what that means.
Ooh. Okay. give us an example.
One that's my favorite that I see all the time is 444. And what that means in angel numbers is that you have a legion of angels surrounding and supporting you and loving you right at that very moment.
Man, I need me some 444s. That's fantastic. So if you find triple or combinations of numbers on a regular basis, it speaks to you. Is there something on your website, or is that like people can reach out to you for this information?
I do have on my blog, I have an article about summarizing all the angel numbers. So okay. People can look at that at heartofalightworker.com, or it's a link through my website too.
That's great. All right. I'm going to check that out as well. And there are people I know who are adrift, let's just say, and they really want to find their life purpose. And you have some information about that. I'm not sure if that was angelic or something you figured out. I'd love to know, what is the path that leads to life purpose?
Right. I used to always think, well, I'm working in the corporate world, and, you know, is this all I'm going to do with my life? I feel like there's something more I should be doing, but I never really knew. And then once all of this sequence of events occurred with my mom's communication, and then learning about angels and acknowledging the numbers and getting guidance, you know, I started getting words for manuscripts. And I just thought, I'm meant to write. And I'd always loved to write as a child, but I just let that go. And that's really my passion. So it just happened that words were starting to come to me. I was so inspired, and I really feel I was maybe connected to my higher self. And I also feel I've been guided by Archangel Michael, because he's very helpful to people with their life purpose.
That's so cool. Do you feel like that was channeling? Or do you feel that that was divine inspiration?
Maybe a little of both, but I do feel it was channeled, because the words just came, and I jotted things down, and then I put everything together, and I did very little tweaking to it. It really was pretty much as it came to me, and that's how most of my manuscripts have evolved.
Oh, my God. So, you know, I'm a book writing coach, and I also have a company that takes authors' books to guaranteed international bestseller. Would that all of my writers could have that experience, because it's the antithesis of what writers often go through, which is like a lot of gestalt, you know, mm-hmm. fits and starts and doubts and all sorts of stuff. I've seen it all. So that is definitely, I know, from where I come from professionally, a unique experience to have something flow through you. And I'd love you to tell us the names of those manuscripts that have become books out there.
Well, so far, I only have one out, and I'm very close, very, very close to getting the second one out, which is going to help children with grief. And that's my baby. That's my heart's work, to help children with grief. But the one I do have out right now is Angels, Angels Everywhere, which I published in 2014. And that's the first words that came to me of with the angelic poetry. And I was actually sitting in my car in traffic, and that's when the words came. And luckily, I keep a notepad in the car because I write down angel numbers or any other things I see that I know are a connection to my loved ones. So I was able to jot down the words, and I ended up putting out the angels book first, even though I wanted to put the grief book out, which is called My Mommy is a Butterfly, but the universe blocked it. It wasn't the right timing, and this year is definitely when things have moved along with the synchronicity to bring it to fruition.
Yeah, well, I'm going to support you in what you said, because one of the things I know, as someone who's written several books and who coaches this, I firmly believe that a book is an entity. It has its own life force. It knows, just like a soul, when it's supposed to be born. It knows what it's supposed to be. It knows its makeup and so forth. And for sure, when you say it wasn't the right time, it was definitely not the right time for it to come. So I look forward to when your book is out very, very soon. That's great. And I guess it was supposed to be The Angels, Angels Everywhere, and then My Mommy is a Butterfly. And more will be revealed, right? Why?
Right, right. Yeah, I feel like maybe when, as I develop this really strong connection with the angels, and specifically Archangel Michael, I feel that he's been guiding everything, and I feel that he wanted me to come forward with the book about angels first.
What is the bond that you have with Archangel Michael? Can you describe that?
Well, I've been told that anyone who has the name Michelle or Michael is definitely working with Archangel Michael.
Oh my God.
So I think I was destined from birth to have this connection. And I just ask him for help all the time. And I feel that a lot of my guidance is coming from him. I don't know how to describe it, but it's just something I feel.
Well, I love that you said that. What a perfect segue, because when I was reading about you, that's where my mind went. How similar your names are. So naturally, because I'm a nerd and I love looking things up and researching things, I had to find out the similarities. And it is a fact. It says Michelle is a given name, originally the French feminine form of Michael, from the Hebrew name Michael, meaning who is like God. And it's now extensively used in English-speaking as well as French-speaking countries. It's also a surname, obviously. So Michelle is actually the feminine form of Michael. There is no doubt.
Right. And what was I going to tell you? I had a thought, and of course it escaped me now.
Well, if it's any kind of communication from Archangel Michael, just know at any moment, stop things, and we'll go there, and we'll listen. And I find that, yeah.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say that Archangel Michael is very prominent in all religions, too. And he sits at the right hand of God, and he also oversees all the other angels.
Right hand of God, oversees angels. No pressure. That's that's one important angel. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I'm so looking forward to finding out more as we go on in this conversation. And I'm already feeling quite inspired. So, folks, you're going to want to stick around. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Debbie Dashinger from the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast, heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific time. Did you know? I'm inviting you to a visibility strategy session with me regarding your media visibility. We'll talk about books, web presence, media, interviews, bestsellers, and what changes to implement to become effectively visible. Send your interest application to daretodreamradio@gmail.com. The 45-minute call is a visibility roadmap so you can get seen and heard. If you feel like Moses wandering around the entrepreneurial desert, imagine how helpful it will be to have a direct line to a visibility media expert. So spread your message, expand your reach, and grow your business. Apply for a visibility strategy session today. Put the words visibility strategy session in the subject. Email daretodreamradio@gmail.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Hi, it's Debbie Dashinger from the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast, heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific time. Did you know? I'm inviting you to a visibility strategy session with me regarding your media visibility. We'll talk about books, web presence, media, interviews, bestsellers, and what changes to implement to become effectively visible. Send your interest application to daretodreamradio@gmail.com. The 45-minute call is a visibility roadmap so you can get seen and heard. If you feel like Moses wandering around the entrepreneurial desert, imagine how helpful it will be to have a direct line to a visibility media expert. So spread your message, expand your reach, and grow your business. Apply for a visibility strategy session today. Put the words visibility strategy session in the subject. Email daretodreamradio@gmail.com.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio, and I'm interviewing Michelle Bieber, author of Angels, Angels Everywhere, and My Mommy is a Butterfly. So, Michelle, you said in the first segment that after your spiritual awakening, you researched after-death communications, or, and this is an acronym I never heard of before, ADCs, after-death communication. You came across the book, Hello from Heaven, by Bill and Judy Guggenheim. And I'm curious, when you read it, when you did the research on ADCs, What did you learn about the types of ADCs that one can experience?
Well, first of all, I do want to let people know who might not know, an after-death communication, or ADC, is when a departed loved one contacts you spontaneously and directly without the use of a medium. So, and we all have the four clairs: clairvoyance, which is seeing, and clair means clear, so clear seeing, clair audience, clear hearing, clair cognizance.
Sentience
is clear knowing, and clear clair cognizance is clear knowing, and clear sentience is clear feeling. So we all have those inside of us, and those are the ways that we connect by what we see, hear, feel, or know. And some of the ways the book Hello from Heaven describes these signs that we might see, hear, feel, or know, you might visually see something. You might see, the most common one is a butterfly. And I know that might sound kind of weird to people, but often people say that at the funeral of a loved one, a butterfly went by, or right afterward, they saw a butterfly, and they just had a feeling. And this is the most common way loved ones will present themselves to say, I'm okay, I'm still here. These are spiritual messengers, butterflies, birds, and dragonflies are very common. So if they hover around you, they kind of don't seem to want to go, that might be your loved one letting you know they're there.
What about things like feathers or coins or something?
Yeah, definitely feathers. And I also like to think of the feathers as signs from angels too. But those are ways if you spot a feather. Coins, like they say, pennies from heaven. Well, there's a reason that became a saying, because somehow our loved ones are supposed to be able to manipulate coins and just show them to us. And I also learned that you should pick up the coin if you see it and look at the year on it, because it could be a year of major significance with you and that loved one.
Oh, my God. I love that tip. So pick up the coin, look at the year. What if it's a dollar bill or a $100 bill? Is there something to look at for significance there? Or just go spend it?
Well, definitely keep it. And you could, now that's something you could look at the numbers on it. I actually found in my wallet one day, I was going through and I had a dollar bill and it had 444 in the serial number. And I thought, wow, you know, how often is that going to happen? So it's just these wild things. But as far as visualizing things, a person might even see their loved one. They might see them. I know it sounds crazy, but this is, you know, these are some of the stories I've read in that book and others, that they might see a vision of their loved one. Sometimes it appears solid. Sometimes it's more transparent. And they might hear a message, or you might have a dream, which it's so vivid and lifelike, where you see your loved one, or you see and hear them. And that's really known as a visitation, because when you go to sleep, you're in this astral plane where you're the closest you could be to the spiritual realm and your loved ones. And those are real connections.
This is really interesting to me. And, you know, I'm reflecting a little bit that 5 years ago on my left inner wrist, I got the tattoo of two butterflies. And I didn't want just any butterfly. It had to be very specific and 3D, as though it was flying. So I actually work with the artist back and forth until we nailed it. And I have had so many people, they always love it. And they say, gosh, that's beautiful. It's really unique. And the next question inherently is, why did you get it? And I know what most people want me to say is, oh, it's about freedom, it's about transformation. But honestly, it's never felt like that. And I inexplicably have not been able to say why, but I knew I had to. I knew that this was what was meant to be here. And so I'm fascinated listening to you and wondering, is this kind of, yeah.
So
what do you think?
You just liked the butterfly. You were drawn to it and you knew you needed to have that, but you didn't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe now you know.
Because that's a beautiful explanation, is that I'm being seen and loved and cared for. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I were to be honest, that's probably the thing I want more than anything, is to know that the other side sees and loves and cares for me.
And they're always with you. Mm-hmm. And that's a reminder for you to always look at, too. That's wonderful.
Super profound. I love it, love it, love it. And, you know, you're also a certified grief recovery specialist. Thank you for that, because God knows we, and in this world, in this country especially, really need help processing feelings and grief. And with that, Michelle, you teach people about angels and how to help heal their grief in a unique way. So for those of us who may be experiencing grief or suffering from unexpressed grief, what is the unique way that you know of or teach to heal one's grief?
There's actually, an angel named Azrael. And he's the angel who helps with grief. He helps souls cross over when they go to the other side. And he also is able to help those who are grieving. So I ask Archangel Azrael to help. And the best thing you can do is just listen to somebody. You know, don't tell them, oh, I know how you feel, because you can't know really how the other person feels. Just be there to listen and, you know, let them tell their story and let them pour their heart out to you and just be there for them and let them know it's going to be okay, and let them know that their loved ones are still, are still there in a different way, and that love never dies. It keeps us connected forever.
And that's A-Z-R-A-E-L, Azrael.
A-Z-R-A-E-L. I believe that's correct.
Yeah, and I'm looking it up. It also says Azrael also works with grief counselors. Wow. It helps grief counselors to shield them from absorbing their clients' pain. So it says, yes, call upon Azrael to bring comfort to a dying loved one and to help during the time of crossing over. Azrael is there for everyone concerned. Oh, that sounds beautiful. Oh my gosh, there's a lot of information here, so you could read more. I think also in Michelle's blog and on her website, and clearly I never even heard of that archangel. So it's amazing how many are in that angel tribe.
Right. I hadn't heard of him either. And then it was just interesting that, you know, when I decided to take the grief counseling program, that I happened upon, well, again, there are no coincidences, but I ran across his name, and I know I was meant to.
Well, Azrael, there you have it. And helpful to know who to call upon to get us through particular times and helps with grief. We're going to take a brief break. Subscribe to Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. So many venues the show is syndicated on now: iTunes, Spreaker, YouTube, and even more. You can Google us or just go there. Please, 5 stars, leave a review. Believe me, it counts. And when we come back, we're going to be speaking with Michelle about how does the law of attraction play into all of this about angels. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
Hi, it's Debbie from the award-winning Dare to Dream radio and podcast, heard live every Wednesday at 12 noon. Question, do you want to be a published author? If so, you can apply to write a chapter in the new anthology book called I Am Still Here. Author spots are available to be featured in this book. Just go to debbied.net/anthology. That's D-E-B-B-I-D. .net/anthology. The compilation book is going to receive global distribution and it's going to be launched to a guaranteed international bestseller. I Am Still Here anthology is seeking men and women authors. First-time writers or seasoned authors can apply. Go to debbied.net/anthology. Become a published best-selling author this year. debbied.net/anthology.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
What is LinkedIn and why should you be on it? Wondering what in the world people use LinkedIn for? You will be surprised how much is available on this popular business social network. Go to www.yourconnectionsconsultant.com. Did you know that 64% of all social media traffic to websites is driven by LinkedIn? Rhonda Scher, known as the LinkedIn Diva, will explain how to double your business using LinkedIn. Don't be left out. Learn how to leverage LinkedIn today. Rhonda Scher, the LinkedIn expert, is your connection consultant at www.yourconnectionsconsultant.com.
This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. I've got Michelle Bieber here. She's a certified angel intuitive, spiritual teacher, and certified grief recovery specialist. Find her at her website, michellebieber.com. And yeah, I'm super duper interested. Angels, law of attraction. Is there a place where they merge and they play together?
I would say yes, because the law of attraction, for people who aren't familiar with it, is that whatever you put out there, your feelings and thoughts, whatever you put out into the universe is going to come back to you. So if you're negative, you're going to get negative back, and most likely things are going to start going wrong. But you can turn everything around. Like Louise Hay, I believe, said, your thoughts create your reality. And when you try to keep a positive mindset and just trust that everything is going to go well, it will. There will be synchronicity. And so that's what you need to do. You need to try to stay in a positive mindset, trust everything, trust divine timing, trust divine intervention. And along with that, if you need help staying in that mindset, you can call on the angels to help you, you know, to support you. That's how I would connect the two.
Love it. I have another question, and I'm going to ask the question, but also offer a quote and get your feedback. My curiosity is about your communications from the dead. So I'm wondering how that works for you. And so here's the quote, because I thought this was interesting. It's from Gilbert Morris, who's an author. And the quote is, funny thing, every time an angel appeared to someone in the Bible, the first thing he'd say was, fear not. I guess they were pretty spectacular. So I want to know for you, when you experience the dead or you experience the angels, what does that look like? What does that feel like? And is that the vibe, like fear not? And it's very spectacular.
I definitely don't have fear because I just feel an overwhelming, positive, loving feeling. I don't know how else to describe it. I just know it's what I'm receiving is of love. And I did have a dream or a visitation where my mom came through, and she just was looking at me and smiling, radiant, full of life, all in color, just beautiful smile, kind of coming toward me and reaching her hand out. And I have to say that did scare me when I woke up because it was so real. And now I understand why, because of what I spoke about earlier with it being a visitation. But when I woke up, I was like, oh, and I said, Mom, you scared me. But thank you.
Next time, maybe not with the hand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to have to take another break. We'll be back very shortly for our final segment. We can find out what does Michelle Bieber dare to dream, and maybe the angels have a specific message for us today. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
You walk through the world truly being you. Everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Hi, Debbie Dashinger here from Dare to Dream podcast, award-winning, and heard live every Wednesday at 12 Pacific time. Question, do you want to be a published author? If so, you can apply to write a chapter in the new anthology book called I Am Still Here. To be a featured author in this compilation, go to debbid.net/anthology. Seeking men and women to become a published best-selling author this year. Apply at debbid.net. The unique offer includes writing a chapter or being interviewed and having your interview transcribed. The book will be launched to international bestseller. The authors will be interviewed on 3 podcasts, global press release, book video trailer, authors featured in published magazine, transcription, editing, book interior, and cover professionally done. You can write about health, business, spirituality, relationships, and more. Go to debbid.net/anthology. These applications will go fast. You can be a published author this year. Register debbid.net/anthology.
Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world was given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head. that when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Welcome back. Dare to Dream, Debbie Dashinger, and I'm speaking with Michelle Bieber. You can find her at michellebieber.com. So this is Dare to Dream, Michelle. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
My dreams are to be able to retire from my day job and become a best-selling author, having so much time just to write, teach, and speak. I want to teach children all over the world how to connect with their angels and to know that love never dies.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've come to the right place. And by the way, my company, one of my companies is my bestseller book, and we guarantee international bestsellers. So we can have an offline talk about that. Maybe the angels brought us together for more than we knew.
Maybe.
Well, you communicate with angels, and I know it's a big ask, but I'm willing to go there. I'm wondering if in this moment they have a specific message for us today, and that can be those of us listening live coupled with those who are going to hear the replay, that collectively we may need to hear a particular message.
Okay. Everyone is loved. You always have a guardian angel with you from the time you're born until the time it is you're to cross back to heaven. You're always supported, loved, and nurtured by that guardian angel. You can always ask for support from the angels. They're always here for you, but you do need to ask because God has given us free will to do as we please, so they're not allowed to intervene unless you ask. So they want you to know that they're here for you and that they're just a thought away. You don't even have to talk aloud. All you have to do is think of your guardian angel and ask them for help.
How can we find out who our guardian angel is?
There are people out there that do that. I, unfortunately, am not one of them, but I have seen people, there's people advertising on Twitter and some other places that to help you learn who your guardian angel is. I actually do know of someone who can tell you about your spirit guides, and sometimes archangels are in there. Her name is Kelly Hampton. Mm-hmm. She is actually, she specifically channels Archangel Michael, and she's amazing.
Oh, cool. Kelly Hampton. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, well, you can find out quite a bit of information there. Yeah, I'm curious now about that. And mm-hmm. Michelle, here at the end, what does being a light worker mean to you?
I went to the Conscious Life Expo quite a few years ago, and in one of my readings, I was told I was a light worker. And I wasn't sure what that meant, so like you, I started researching. And light workers work with Archangel Michael. So again, my name, I'm a light worker. It's like it was just a destiny. And light workers are those of us who are here to help and heal, to take care of others, to serve others, to bring healing to the planet. So if you're drawn to help others, You may be a light worker. And I also have a post on my Heart of a Light Worker blog, the top 10 traits of light workers. So if people think they might be one or want to know more, they can go to that entry.
Beautiful. Gosh, Michelle, thank you so much for sharing your brilliance with us today on Dare to Dream.
You're welcome. I had a wonderful time. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Yeah, ditto. I end today's show with this quote from Sarah McLachlan, her song, Angel. In the arms of an angel, fly away from here, from this dark, cold hotel room and the endlessness that you fear. You are pulled from the wreckage of your silent reverie. You're in the arms of the angel. May you find some comfort there. Next week on Dare to Dream, I am featuring Orly Amore. She gets paid a ton of money to speak around the world at events. She said there are so many more events than there are speakers, and people don't even know this exists. She's going to teach us how to get paid to speak globally. Subscribe to the Dare to Dream podcast channel. And I really appreciate you joining us today on Dare to Dream. Remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now.